What's going on, guys?
Travis, I'm not sure you're willing to admit this right now, but you guys are in the middle of a pretty good, you might say, a dynasty type of in an era where obstacles are put in place, rules, salary cap rules, that kind of discourage that type of prolonged success, what have you guys been able to do in order to keep coming, maintaining it?
Well, I mean, you gotta first off keep your core group of guys, right? And I think Brett Veach understands that. Clark Hunt, our ownership, and then on top of that, Coach Reed is the vital piece, right? He's the one that kind of channels everything in the right direction. He has a great formula to success, and I think once you have that in place, as long as you bring the right mentality and you keep the distractions outside the building, you can have some success year in, year out. Just show up every day thinking about the now. You know, you don't think about too much in the future. Obviously, you got to prepare for what's ahead, but not harp on the past is the biggest thing. Snap and clear, kind of the type of mentality you got to have in this business. And I think we would never try and tie in what we did last year to this year. Every single year is really its own journey. I mean, yeah, that expectation is become a demand at this point. And I know the years that we haven't won it since we won our first one have felt like the biggest losses of my life, right? So it's just having that mentality year in, year out, and, you know, putting the expectations on yourself, making sure that no one puts higher expectations on us more than us. Yeah. I mean, we're here to win this thing, baby. That's for sure. How would I describe Patrick Mahomes? Relentless, man. He's got a crazy ability to relate to everybody, which is that makes him the ultimate leader in this building. And yeah, there's a lot of ways you can describe him, but I think a relentless competitor and just a relatable guy is the biggest two traits that you can kind of pin on him.
Before you guys got to the top, Patriots was sort of the team to beat. You guys kind of on now. When you guys were trying to get there, was there anything you learned about them sustaining the success that you guys
have? I mean, I'm still learning stuff from that those Patriot days. I don't know if you guys have checked out Julian Edelman's podcast, Games with Names, man, but I am getting all the golden nuggets from the stories from him and Gronk and Edelman and the whole gang. But it's just it's been awesome to kind of hear it from their point of view, knowing that we all have been on the outskirts looking in. And it's just obviously, you know, they had an unbelievable run, and it was the best, you know, football that we've really ever seen in the NFL. I think there's a certain mentality you got to bring every single year, and I would never compare this team to that like organization, that dynasty and everything, because I think we got something completely different here. But it's just been a beautiful comparison in terms of how much success we've had, you know, I appreciate even just being in the conversations with teams like that. But I think that what we have here is unique and special to ourselves. I mean, sometimes when you hear a story here and there, it just gives you reassurance that you're doing the right things, that you're in it for the right reasons. You could tell those guys love to play for each other, you know, and that was the biggest thing that I took out of a lot of the stories that you hear, is that every single one of them remember those moments. They were there. They were present. They were around enjoying every single day going to work with the person next to them, and we got that same desire in this building. Buckle up, baby. I think I've juggled, you know, the perception of my focus, and I think, you know, kind of being aware of that. I never wanted to make the people on this team and in the Kansas City Chiefs building feel like I wasn't focused on the task at hand, and that's winning football games. Knowing how much I love this game, and I love coming into work and everything, so being able to juggle that and make sure everybody realizes my focus is in the right area, especially when I'm in the building and there's no distractions, I think that's been the biggest point.
You kind of expect
I mean, the media's going to run with it, man. So you just got to be able to, you know, kind of control what you're giving everybody. And that's the biggest way you can kind of control what they're saying about you. Yeah. I mean, it was it broke everybody's heart in Chiefs Kingdom when Norma passed, and we were fortunate enough to go and get the Lamar Hunt Trophy for her. And for this being the first Super Bowl she hasn't been to bring this one home for the Hunt family would mean the world. And, you know, such a powerful woman in sports and definitely one to remember for sure. I would say just find a love for the game, man. Find a love for the grind and getting better and finding love in the in accepting the challenges that come with that. I think this year more than any year, I think we've been challenged on putting points up on the board, and you know that never the mentality in the building never changed, and that's where you see the growth and the incline of just keep getting better and better. Is that you know. No matter what the challenge is in front of us, we're willing to accept that challenge and attack it head on. And I feel like when you just have a love for the game and you have that love and that want to gain knowledge for it, everything just kind of, you know, it takes off from there. I just love this team, man. I love coming into work every single day with these guys, men and women, and it's just been amazing. It's been an amazing journey up to this point. And when you go through some ups and downs with people, you know, and you make it through the other side, it's a beautiful thing, man. And you just want it that much more for the person next to you, knowing how much work they put in, and it's just you know, this year has been its own journey and had its own challenges, but I think it's really molded us into one of the best football teams I've ever been on. Yeah. Everybody's, you know, subject to their own opinion on everything, but I feel like it's only given me energy, man. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I am in life and to have the amazing things going for me. And you know what? I'd be silly to find any negativity in what's going on in my life.
Stress with emotions and anxiety or whatever the jitters might be in this game, are they different than the run up with the playoff games? Do they all feel the same?
Ain't no jitters for me, baby. I'm excited for this one, man. I'm excited for the challenge. I know it's going to be our biggest challenge yet, and there's no doubt seeping in. We got a great football team, and we're going up against a great football team. It's going to be one for the ages. I'm just excited for it, man.
You don't find it difficult to manage emotions this week? They're the same as...
Oh, yeah. I'm fired up, man. I'm ready to get this show on the road. Put these pads on and get this game rocking, man. Man, the 127 and West Nixon crew, that's a special crew right there. For those of you who don't know, it's the house that we lived in University of Cincinnati. Yeah, those guys are special to me, man. But I'll tell you what, man, this group right here, this group that we got right now is a special of a team that I've ever been on, man. And it's just it's been a blast getting to know and getting to grow with these guys. Oh, yeah, Wolfie's my father. Listen, Wolfie would be my brother forever, man. Derek Wolf is my guy, man. How can you not cheer for that, man? And he's the way he's done it, you know, the naysayers, how he's been able to fight through. Everybody saying what type of quarterback he is. You can't help but the root for the guy. I'm going to bite my teeth during the game, but I mean, just who he is, I had him on the New Heights podcast of mine with my brother, and he was just a humble, good guy, and I mean, you could just tell that he's in it for the right reasons, so it's you could definitely cheer for him, but I'll be rooting against him on Sunday. I don't know if it inspires me, but it definitely gives me a lot of respect for the young man. I think everybody finds inspiration in their own light, but seeing him, you know, go through what he had to go through and be where he is, you know, you can appreciate that and respect the hell out of him. And like I said, you can cheer for him and want you know, him to keep having that success, just maybe not this Sunday. I'd like to say I'm a product of my environment, man. I got an unbelievable head coach. I got a great coaching staff that puts me in the best positions possible, and then I got a great team and a great quarterback that played their tails off and worked their tails off every single week to try and get, you know, everybody to have the success that we've had this year. And that being said, man, if you're not getting excited for the playoffs, man, there's something wrong with you, man. You're not human. You know, so just getting excited for those big moments and just being accountable for the guys, that's the biggest thing. Man, I'm a big no rules kind of guy. So once the play breaks down, there's no rules. I could just kind of run wherever I want to. Pat's the best at finding guys no matter where they're at on the field at any point in the game or any point in the play. So having the understanding that the play's never over and anything can happen, and then on top of that, maybe no rules. You know, last year was a special year for us, and you know, obviously, if you've seen my brother's documentary, Kelsey, you'll see a lot why, and it's because how tight and how close we were, and I'd always wanted to be at the mountaintop with my brother. And it was always in, when I visualized it, it was always playing with him in the Super Bowl. But playing against him, meeting him there, was one of the most special moments of my life. And I don't know if any moment will ever compare to being on top of the world with going against my brother like that. Piece of motivation, man. He fired me up after that AFC Championship game, telling me to go and get it, and that we're the best in the game. And man, it's just having his support is all I need. You know, it's seeing him at the game, seeing him get excited. You know, that's everything. Because at the end of the day, we're both our biggest fans, and it's been that way since we were kids. That's just Jason, man. I'm pretty sure if you know Jason from a personal level, that's not out of his character to do something like that. But I think the Bills fans got the best of him right there. Man, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag quite yet, but Kid Super definitely had me laced last year. We'll see on Sunday what I end up coming up there drifting. But you know me, I always like to be fun with it and have a look, you know, prepared and everything. So we'll definitely see what happens, but I'm focused on the game right now. That worldwide fame is a lot different than just being famous in Kansas City. You want to bet? Yeah, I don't know. I ain't got nothing. When it comes to the betting world, I'll leave it up to you guys. You know, just still having the desire to go out there and compete at the highest level. That's been my biggest focus this year. I know it hasn't been as a successful year for me personally and us as an offense, but. I know we can still find ways to win football games, and that challenge itself is all I need to keep living life and wanting to keep coming into this building. So it's definitely been a different year, but we've definitely found new ways to have fun and have success.
Travis, hey, what's going on?
I've been fortunate. Yeah, I haven't been dealing with too much of the knee injury since really week two or three. respectively, do not ask for the Travis Kelce because it is not that. But if you were to get a cut like mine, it's a 2.5 on top, high to mid fade with a taper in the back, baby. You already know. Yes, I remember. Yes, I appreciate it. You got me my size. Thank you very much. I wear it with pride. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. She's always bringing gifts. I appreciate it. Man, I think they've done a great job of expanding the league. But with that, you know, I think they've kind of taken note from the NBA side of things of getting the players out from under the face mask and into your living room and really getting to understand players, understand who they are as people, what they stand for, and things like that, because that only attracts the crowds even more. And it's just been a beautiful thing to go over to Germany and play. If my brother ends up coming back, he'll be playing down in Brazil next year. And a guy like me that loves to travel, that loves to experience new cultures and new environments, going down to Mexico City last year, 2 years ago, it's just it's fun opportunities, man. And I can't thank the NFL enough for giving me those opportunities, or giving all of us the opportunity to just, you know, not only get ourselves out there more now than ever, but also, you know, get out there in front of these international fan bases. Like I said, I think it puts us in everyone's living room as a person instead of just, you know, a football player with a helmet on. And it gives people a better understanding of what we stand for as players and as people. And, you know, I just can't thank the NFL enough for realizing that and giving us those platforms, man. I've realized not to dive back into reality TV. I did that thing once. I don't want to do it again.
Are you a different guy now than
back then? Yeah, I feel like I've grown a lot, both on the field and off the field. Just maturing, making better decisions for my professional career, making better decisions on, you know, maybe how I'm being perceived. Man, I'll tell you what, the tight end room is always a special room. We got unique individuals. Typically, everybody's found the tight end room. The tight end room finds you. You don't find the tight end room, and it brings us all in there. And the group we got right now is we enjoy coming into work every single day, bouncing ideas off of each other, making jokes about everything, really bringing just the juice that you need to have to grind through the 20 plus weeks that are a full football season. And this group's been special, and it's definitely been one of my favorite years for sure. I mean, you'll see something that happens on film or in practice in game film, and you'll just kind of just bounce ideas off of each other and see, oh, if I would have ran it like this, would I have gotten open? If I would have made this kind of footwork, or if I would have anticipated them to shed the block late, you know, whatever it is, it's just football talk that. And when you bounce ideas off of each other, you kind of find a common ground on how to get things done. I can't tell you the secret formula, man. I can't tell you the secret formula. We got a lot of guys focused on the task at hand, and it just takes an overall group for plays like that to really get going. I'm an old dog when it comes to stuff like that, man. I'm just, if you want to put a chip on me, all right, man. I'm just going to go out here and play football. I don't know anything about it. Oh, that was fresh. I like that. It's all about the accessories when you go to an award show like that, and she killed it.
How is your style different when you
go to the late nights
versus games?
That's a great question. I don't know if I've ever actually put thought into that. I think games is like a more of like a, I don't know, like a, an event. So I'll get dressed for an event, and then the date night, depending on where you're going, you know. If it's just a pizzeria, you want to be comfortable. If it's a movie night or something, you want to be comfortable. So it's not as flashy, I guess. Well, my experience down in Mexico playing in front of Mexico City, it was an amazing experience. The food is absolutely amazing. The fan bases down there are unbelievable. The energy they bring during the games were absolutely legendary. I'll remember that forever. Yeah, and then I love tequila, so tequila. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. I like the colors, and I like the jersey off of Nike. But I realized when I went down to Mexico City and played down there that that was their team, and I was playing in their stadium. So it was cool to, you know, kind of have everything come together just naturally like that. So I don't know too much about the organization, but I knew, though, that they got my support for sure. And congratulations again. Well, she's as much of a professional as anybody I've ever met, and she just has a desire and a love for what she does. You can tell in how she creates things, how she strategically goes about her career. You could tell she loves every single bit of it. So I just take that and know that, you know, when I come into the building every single day and I show everybody how much I love it by how I work, you know, that's respected very much. I guess so, yeah. She's played in every stadium I've played in, that's for sure.
What's that?
Oh, man, Usher, there's so many of them. You can't just pick one. It's like asking what your favorite movie is. Just the whole Confessions album. That was my favorite album when I was in eighth grade. I was in middle school when that album came out, and it was one of the first CDs that I had ever got. And I put it on my iPad that had the scroll. Y'all don't, I'm too old for that. Oh, yeah. Steve, you know me, man. I'm all for everybody playing every sport possible. I played football, basketball, baseball, hockey, lacrosse, soccer. I had the tennis racket in the garage waiting if I ever needed it. Playing roller hockey. You know, anything you can get out of the house and build chemistry with somebody. You know, whether it's a team aspect, whether it's competing at something, I'm all here for it, man. And I definitely take certain things from all the sports that I played growing up that have made me the player that I am today. Woo, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, man. I got all the pride, man. I still love Cleveland Heights to this day for what that community was for me and still is for me. And the football team had an unbelievable year this year. Shout out to the Heights football, Heights High, baby. And it's just it's been beautiful to see, you know, the kids – from that area, look at me and Jason a certain way as motivation, because I looked at guys growing up like that in the Heights area, and it's just, you know, everything that I do is because of the beautiful city of Cleveland Heights, man. I mean, there's a lot of things. Obviously, the wins, the competitiveness, but I see it every single day. His mentality and his ability to lead men in this industry. It's not easy to get a bunch of grown men to rally behind you, and you just got to be a special individual to do that. I think his ability to do that is at a Hall of Fame level. I think he's got a lot of years left. Yeah, I'd be surprised as anybody else. Yeah. I mean, that was the biggest opening ceremony I've ever been to. Vegas does the shows like nobody else in the world, man. So we're excited to be here. Obviously, Lake Las Vegas has been absolutely wonderful to us. The Raiders and everybody in the Raiders facility have been absolutely wonderful to us and making sure that we feel at home. And It's just been very appreciative, and we're excited to get out here in front of this Vegas fan base and hopefully have a legendary game, one they can remember. He doesn't switch it up, man. He knows one way, and that's being himself, and that's why we love him, man. That goes along with being that leader. You know, he never falls away from, you know, being himself. He's always going to be true to. He's always going to be real to who he is. To challenge you. His motivation is to put a challenge right on the table. Say, this is what we got to do. This is what I need you to do, and how are you going to figure it out? And I'm challenging you to do that. That's motivation enough for me, baby. Yeah, we don't want to disappoint him. We don't want to, you know, let him down in terms of what he's challenging the team to do and the expectations that we hold for ourselves, for sure. We've been each other's biggest fans since we were kids, man. I remember banging on the glass when he was in middle school hockey, getting excited for a goal. It's been like that since we were kids. And, you know, obviously I wish I had a camera on my entire family every time I scored it, because you just don't get to experience those moments. It's a pleasure, man. It's an absolute honor to go out there and represent my family and my friends and my community back home in Cleveland. And they've definitely made it so that me and my brother, you know, we understand the grand scheme of things, and that family's always first, man. No, because we put in the work. We know how we got to the point where we are in our careers, and we really don't spend too much time reminiscing, man. It's always about what's next, and that's kind of just been the mentality of the competitors that we are. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, if you can't watch that guy run and not gather motivation and energy, there's something wrong with you, man. Every single day he brings the right mentality. You could tell he loves this game. He loves to be accountable for the ones next to him, and he'll do anything he can to find a way to win, and that's why we love him.
Can you rank that family support, Jason, Moms, Taylor?
Nah, I just put it in one group, man. My go-to pregame meal, either French toast, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, I might sneak a waffle in or something like that and switch it up every now and then. More than once. He for sure did, and I love him for it. He helped me grow as a man, as an individual, both professionally and off the field. And you know, it's just been fun growing in this offense and in this organization with him, and kind of being here from the jump.
What was the first thing you remember him telling
you? The first thing I actually remember him telling me once I got on the field or in the organization, and everything, is that he brought me into his office and he let me know that, you know, the sense of urgency to play was right now. I need you now. I need you to be focused. I need you to be a professional. I need you to grow up and be this guy that, you know, we think you can be. That set the tone. Those challenges that I was just telling you, that kind of set the tone of, like, all right, he sees greatness in me. If he sees that, I would be silly not to try and, you know, exceed those expectations, or at least meet those expectations that he has. Mm-hmm. My biggest motivation, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, baby. I love the Heights to death. It's a melting pot of unbelievable people, cultures, and just a family atmosphere. And everything that I do is for the Heights. What's that? Last year I was going up against my brother Jason Kelsey. This year I'm going up against my brother George Kittle.
Travis.
I would say me and my brother, ever since we started doing this podcast, man, we get 2 to 3 hours every Tuesday to sit down and just be brothers and be family. And that kind of like pull away from what our realities are. You know, we might be talking about our games, but at the end of the day, it feels like I'm going back to the dinner table in my home growing up in Cleveland. And kind of that recharge every single week is and especially when the things aren't going your way and you're kind of going through some ups and downs at work, that time away from what reality is everything, man. So Jimmy Johnson came in and had an unbelievable quote my first year in the Super Bowl, and it was, don't let this game be bigger than what it is. He mentioned, think about a 2x4 on the ground, and if you ask somebody to walk that 2x4, you know, yeah, they'll just jump on it. And pretty, if you got any type of balance in this world, you'll be able to just walk it. You put it 20 feet in the air, all of a sudden, nobody feels as comfortable walking on that board. And all it is the same thing, just heightened up and, you know, put on the ceiling. It's just trying not to make this game bigger than what it is. At the end of the day, yeah, the lights are the brightest it's ever been. You know, this game is going to be seen by more people than you've ever been on the field playing in front of. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience. So don't make it more than what it is. And at the same time, go out there and be happy and be prideful playing in front of who you can. Have a good one, guys.